This bundle is going to be about the next phase in the quantum evolution cycle. We have looked at the phase of disruption, and now we are going to go into the next phase, which is the void. The void is linked to your own authority and how you are seeing yourself within your life, within the cycles of your life, within overall your lifetime lesson, as in your soul contract and what you came here to learn, and so on, and how all of that is meant to influence on a larger scale human consciousness in general, your own karmic patterns that get transferred or not into your next lifetime, and overall the energies of the entire planetary cycle. So this is the phase where we are going to be exploring something within us that is linked to our authority. So this time we are talking about the void and your authority in the void. So inside the void, authority is based completely on you. There is nothing else to base it on because it's the void, right? So literally, there is nothing to hold on to but you. So the void phase of the quantum evolution cycle is how we build the power of our inner authority. This is where we drop all the pretenses, all the hooks and attachments to somebody else's authority, anything that someone else out there told us we should be, and whatever. And instead, we actually uncover and regenerate, build, grow who we are meant to be and what is the actual authority of who we are that is not based on someone else's idea, like parents' idea or society idea or religion idea or education idea or morphogenic field of human social field that you plugged into. None of those. Instead, we actually uncover who we are in our own true authority based on the soul resonance, based on who we're meant to be, based on our soul contract. So, void phase is, of course, linked to the solar cycle. So, we talked about how the sun becomes very active, then it's less active, then it's more active, and so on. So, this activity and inactivity fluctuates, creating a solar cycle, which then affects all the planets in our solar system, including our planet. So all the planets go through the void phase at the same time because we're all listening to the sun here. So if the sun is entering the void phase, all the planets are entering the void phase, which means that if there are beings living and learning on those planets, like here on Earth, right, we have human beings, which means we have group field, morphogenic fields of human consciousness, those fields are triggered to go through the void phase synchronically with how the, sun is doing it and everything else in the solar system is doing it at that time. And of course, there are larger cycles, like when the solar system goes through the galactic void, and smaller cycles, like within different social groups on the planet, so different morphogenic fields might respond differently. Human beings all have their own void cycles as well. And we are all going through group void cycles, but sometimes we have our own cycles not quite matching the group one. So let's say you can be in still a disruption phase when the human consciousness on Earth overall is a little bit ahead. It's already in the void cycle. So you would be kind of utilizing some of those void energies, but for your disruption, if you're still in disruption. Or you could be in a third phase, which is expansion. So if you're already in expansion, while the planet and majority of human beings, the bigger group tribal fields, are going through the void, you would be then utilizing this void cycle on a planet in the human consciousness for your expansion phase. So your personal cycle doesn't always correspond directly and ideally the same way with the planetary. And it's not necessarily bad. Sometimes it's actually specifically programmed in a lifetime for them not to correspond, because this is part of our learning. So I notice that a lot of times people who are ahead of the general group of humans tend to be on the end of the cycle when majority of humans are entering into that phase. So sort of like we tend to be a little bit further ahead, so we're not quite matching. So we meant to utilize the group cycle, which still gonna affect you. So if humankind is in the void, you're gonna know about it. You're going to be feeling it because you're living in a social culture when everybody's experiencing, because majority of human beings are still plugged into the tribal morphogenic fields, right? So it's a group consciousness. You yourself personally could be a little bit ahead of that, or you could be actually, your cycle could be displaced the other way. As I said, you could be in, let's say, previous phase of the cycle when humankind already entering the next one. So I don't want it to sound like you're ahead or you're behind. There is no such thing. You are where you are for a reason. Your job is to just clearly recognize which cycle you're in. So you might be just following the planetary one, or you might be a little bit off from that, and that's just fine too. So humans collectively go through this cycle. Generally, it's unavoidable. If you're on Earth, you're going to be going through a specific phase of the cycle with humanity anyway. But it could be feeding a specific phase within you that is the same or a little different, so that it might apply to you differently. Even though, of course, if you're on Earth, you're gonna be influenced by the majority of human consciousness phase, like whatever the most of humans are. Okay, so this is the void phase, is where there is lack of order and uncertainty. So where humankind is in the place of everything has kind of fallen apart and you're not sure what to do, and their ideas, but they kind of like all go in different directions. There is no clarity yet as to what the next step is. You can think of it like calm after the storm. So whatever triggered you, whatever spun you around is over. It's pretty much mostly done. And now you're sort of know that you cannot go back to how it was, or maybe you don't want to go back, maybe you do, but you kind of can't, even if you wanted to, because it's already gone. And at the same time, you do not know yet what are the next steps. You don't know yet where to go from here. So imagine, like, if the hurricane went through a town and all the buildings or whatever was like next to town, maybe farms or communities, like it's destroyed. And people are walking around trying to figure out, great, now what to do. So they understand that they would need like basics, you know, temporary housing and food, water, like that kind of stuff. Okay, that's understandable. But after that, it's sort of like unclear, because you know you can't go back because literally the buildings are gone. But will you rebuild it exactly how it was before? Kind of like the same thing, just reconstructed the same way? Or will you use this opportunity to maybe make the town better, to change something that you kind of knew wasn't working before, but you wouldn't destroy it because it was still there? But now that it's not there, this could be a chance to make it now work differently, maybe more efficiently, maybe more aligned, and so on. And everybody's starting to argue about how do we rebuild the town? Yeah, we can do this, we can do that. Some people want to go back and rebuild the buildings as it was because we should stand for history. Some people says, no, tradition here is actually a bad idea and we need to change it. This is our opportunity, and so on. So this little video image here I gave you, that's kind of what the void phase feels, where you have some inner structures destroyed. And your own, like in this case, you are kind of all the voices of all the humans in the town trying to figure it out. Your own inner self is split into many perspectives. Well, we can do this, we can do this. I don't know, should I do this or not, or whatever. So you are aware that you need to take care of the basics, like food, water, shelter, whatever. So whatever the destruction happened, you can still take care of yourself, like you've got the basics. But after that, you kind of don't know where to go yet. So this void is essentially a period of uncertainty. We all have it in our lives. It could be something like that last couple of months in your life after some big event. Remember, void phase comes after the destruction phase or disruption phase. So that's some cataclysmic event. So it could be, I don't know, divorce or something got broken apart, or you got let go from your job, or your career made a big change, or health concern happened, or whatever. So some big thing already has happened and already broke apart the old structures. And now you're in a place of, what do I do? What do I do now? That period is a period of uncertainty. That's how you know you're in a void phase, essentially. It's like a temporal flux. Everything is sort of not quite landed yet, okay? Humans are very uncomfortable with uncertainty. That is not natural for us. We want to go back to certainty, to something we already know. And this is where it's very tempting to try to go and rebuild what we already knew, like try to go back to this job or go back to that relationship or to fix your health so that you're feeling safe again by, you know, following the rigid structure or something. But, or it could be psychological adjustment, kind of like going back to the old way, because not because it's the right thing to do, not because it's the, in truth, the most aligned thing to do, but because that's the thing that you know. And whatever we know feels like certainty. Whatever we don't know feels like uncertainty. So if you're uncertain, that might feel like you're unsafe. That does not mean you're unsafe, but that's a human mistranslation of the energy of uncertainty. So the void phases, you know, in a personal sense, it might feel kind of unsafe. And in a larger humanity sense as well, the whole community might suddenly feel very unsafe and be sort of tempted to try to rebuild the way it was just so that they can, you know, feel safer again, which is actually not necessarily what you need to do in the void phase, which is what I'm going to talk about. So it's very important that you must sit in the void. Actually just be in it. Not do it, not fix it, not try to get out of it, but sit in the void. So in a human sense, that means you must be okay with not knowing. It's just, that's the whole point of that phase. You kind of have to tolerate it, learn to tolerate uncertainty. The reason for that is because if we try to get out of it prematurely, if we try to know prematurely, we, first of all, only prolong the void phase. Second, we can send ourselves to a whole other cycle of disruption to repeat it in order to get back to the void correctly. And third, we miss the whole point of the void phase, which is actually building our own authority. So if that internal certainty that comes from your own authority is not something you're used to relying on, then you would try to rely on the known externally or internally as an old patterns, which might not be your internal authority generated. They might be karmic, they might be from imprinting from your parents, they might be social imprinting, religious imprinting, and so on. So the key here is to actually explore sitting in the void and being in that kind of a nothingness, in this space of I don't know, in order to start building your own knowing. Not the habitual knowing, not that something that artificially like, okay, I just want the certainty so that I can breathe and be okay. Because that's not real. That's something that's going to take you away from where you want to be going, okay? So the purpose of the void phase is to activate your own navigation. This is the main thing that you want to understand about the void. We're not in it because something is wrong. We're not in it because we messed up. We're not in it because we have to fix it right away because we're not safe. We're in it so we can build our own navigation. That's the inner authority. That's the whole point of how you actually utilize correctly the void phase. Okay? This is where we shed the old conditioning and imprinting and karmic patterns and all those shoulds, you know, so we can reevaluate what is actually aligned with who we are and what is not. So think of it like it's a period of reorganizing your life, you know, like back to the image I gave you with the town being destroyed. This would be like going through the rubble and looking at different pieces and seeing like, well, is this of value to me? You know, is it just nostalgia or is it actually of value to me? Is this thing I'm still aligned with or, well, it's done, it's over with, okay, move on. Like reevaluating what is yours and what is not. So this is where it's essential to question all your shoulds, you know, like the way you think your life should be, the way you think your relationship should be, the way you think money should be for you or your business or your career or who you should be working with, or the way your health should be. That's also a lot of the assumptions there we build on. If I'm doing everything right, I should be healthy. And it's like, well, health is a whole other component, as in how your body responds to energetics, your own and the planetary and karmic patterns and so on. And sometimes we learn difficult lessons through the body, and it has nothing to do with us doing something wrong. So all these shoulds get to be reevaluated so that you can create your own certainty. This is the time when we learn to do that. So let's look at the challenges of the void phase of the quantum evolution cycle so that you can recognize when you're in it. This is where it feels like you have no clarity. You like have no idea what's going on. You feel like you're confused, like you just don't know what's happening. You might be feeling like you're lost or you're in a fog. Not in a kind of a fog when you are knowing that you're procrastinating or in resistance. You know the difference. When you're in resistance, we can kind of like create that fog, like, oh, I just don't know what's going on, and you know, I'm just confused, when actually you're just scared to make a decision. And there's a clear difference. You know that you don't want to do something. You're procrastinating, you're avoiding, and hence the fog. When you're in a void phase, it's actually the opposite. You want to do something. You want this to go. You want this to end, and you just don't know how to end it. So there is no resistance or procrastination. If something, there's actually more like feeling like nothing's happening. Like you, your ego personality wants something to happen, but nothing is happening. So then this is very tempting to start pushing, to start trying to do something that maybe doesn't feel aligned, but you just can't stand that nothing is happening. This is also where old patterns, old thoughts, old beliefs, old emotions from the past tend to come up. And you're like, oh God, I thought I was already done with this thing. This thing just triggered me again. And I celebrated 2 years ago that I already processed that, and it was not triggering me for a couple of years. Why is this triggering me again? And so on. That's because all those things come up for a review, right? You're sifting through the rubble. So even if you have worked with certain pieces, some of them might still be hidden in the nooks and crannies of the big buildings that fell apart. So as you're going through the rubble, as you're in that phase, you're naturally going to be, these things will be popping at you for you to look at. So it's very important not to judge yourself and go into like, oh, there's everything wrong and I'm feeling this again and whatever. It's like, no, I've already worked on this. I know what the more positive view is. I know what is the better belief that I have already replaced this one with. But if I'm still experiencing this and I'm in a void phase, that means it's coming up for a review, because there were still little pieces of that hidden somewhere or left somewhere, and it's my job now to forever clean them up and really figure out, is this aligned with who I am or not? This is also the place where we tend to question everything, because it starts to feel like, I don't even know who I am. I don't know if I should be doing this. You know, if it's your business, I don't even know if I should be doing this business, or if anything is right, if this is your career or your relationship. You might feel those questions about those things. That's also okay, but it's important not to go into the panic, kind of desperate, frantic drama mode about it, because that's actually trying to get out of the void prematurely. It's okay to question. It's not okay to go into drama about it, because that's trying to do something to get out of the void ahead of the void actually ending for you. This is also where a lot of people tend to feel vulnerable. Kind of like feeling unsafe, feeling like you lost your footing, feeling uncertain. And because of it, unsafe, if you're normally kind of draw safety from being in control. Also, one of the indications that you're in that phase is feeling like the universe is against you. Feeling like, I don't know, God doesn't love you. Feeling like no matter what you do, you just can't win. You just can't get it right. So that's sort of a self-deprecating type of a feeling that maybe it's not natural for you. You maybe normally don't go there, but then suddenly you're starting to feel like this, oh God, a whole life is against me. Oh, maybe it's just not meant to be, and the karmic pattern is like forever gonna stop me. Those thoughts, those are void phase thoughts. Okay? So in a positive sense, when you're in this phase, this is where you let go and you be in the void. This is when magic can happen. This is where synchronicities of your life start to show up. If you stop fighting this, this would be kind of like back to my movie in the rabble of the, town that's got destroyed by a hurricane, or a tornado, and now you're sifting through the rubble and looking at different things. If you're in agony about it and drama about it, if you're fighting it or if you're trying to fix it, you will miss all the synchronicities. But if you just kind of like let it be and take it as, oh, okay, well, let's just one foot in front of the other. We're gonna just clean up the mess. And as we're cleaning it up, something will pop up. You might notice things like, oh, wow, I haven't seen this thing in ages. I didn't even know I had it. Or, oh, this is this belief that really good to let go of, but I forgot that I had it. I never really looked at that. Or you might recognize where some specific karmic pattern or belief came from. So that might help you let it go. This is where the signs appear. Signs, as in something happens, somebody calls, or you see something, or you get a book that tells you something, or you see something on social media, something that starts to give you these clues of what's aligned and what's not. This is where you really want to listen to your inner compass and be in that place of, all right, I'm just in it. I'm just going to be in it and be cleaning up the patterns that keep coming up. Knowing that the certainty comes from my internal alignment with my authority, not from me grasping at all these things I already know from the past. Okay? So this is where life unfolds in a fullness of itself and in abundance for you. This is where you let go of the past that does not serve you anymore, that does not align. And this takes linear time. This is why we always want to hurry this phase normally, is because we don't like that it takes linear time. We like that, like, okay, I figured it out. I get it. This is the pattern I don't want anymore. I'm done. Moving on. Why is nothing happening? When actually, you might be done, as in the mental consciousness or conceptual consciousness, but your emotions and your body still need to process that. And whatever that energy then goes and hooks into, as in other people's patterns, as in planetary morphogenic fields, and so on, that needs to be let go of. A lot of times, our journey is linked to other people's journeys. So everybody has their own timing to come into a specific thing, and you might be like, okay, I'm at the door, I'm ready, why can't I open the door? But there might be other people that need to show up on the other side of that door in order to unlock it for you. So they might be still doing their thing, and that means you have to sit on your suitcase in front of a door and wait until they show up, open the door, and then you get some sign or synchronicity, and now it's like magic, you just walk through the door. But sometimes it takes linear time to be in this place of uncertainty of the void phase. Okay? So, in a negative sense, this was all in the positive sense. So, in a negative sense is where we resist the void. This is where we try to fix it. We try to hurry it up. This is when we feel like life is against us and we cannot do anything right no matter what we do. Nothing is working. And maybe you're not trying hard enough. Maybe you're not doing enough. Maybe you are not enough. All those thoughts come up when we're in resistance to the void phase. So this is where you miscreate. Because by pushing, by forcing, by grasping, you're actually creating the broadcast that's only bringing to you all the things that are meant to be cleaned up. Because you're still in a void phase. You can't leave it. If you're in it, you're in it until you're done. So that means that whatever the limitations or abuse or trauma or difficulties, all that kind of comes back at you and sort of like hits you over and over. And then it starts to spin like, oh, I'm doing everything and yet again it didn't work. I did all the right things and yet again it didn't happen and so on. Or in relationships, I tried differently, I thought this would be, and yet again it didn't work. That's just because you're probably in a resistance to the void phase. To traverse that void correctly, you need trust This is the positive sense, the trust in your own authority, the trust, the authority of your soul knows. And wait for the science to come in. This is actually you sit in the void, you let go, you let things dissolve, and you observe. And this is where synchronicities happen. This is where signs show up. When signs show up, you go towards it. Then again, you sit. Then again, things dissolve and so on. This is the trust part, trust in your soul authority. The other way of trying to do it is with fear and resistance. And obviously that does not work. So kind of like you can enjoy the ride or you can be totally freaked out about not having control. It's completely a choice of your authority. Either way, the ride will be there. So you can sit on a ride and just like look out the window and enjoy it and go like, oh, wow, look at that. Oh, look at this. Oh, I remember this. You know, how do I feel about it? What does it mean for me? And so on. Or you can be freaking out, you're not in control and grasping really tight, even though the ride will still happen. So this is where I'm going to leave you for this mentoring. That's what I want you to understand. The void phase is about building your own certainty, to trusting your own soul authority. And you can do so by letting go and being instead of resisting and paying attention, being observant. This is not about blanking out and, you know, not paying attention. No, you still pay attention. You're just not so much in the action. You're more in the letting go and letting it dissolve. And it's kind of more feminine, I guess, than masculine. It's not action oriented. It's more being oriented. And if you don't resist it, then the void can actually be a very beautiful place of building true alignment with your soul authority.